You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Gustavo Castro at the Mesoamerican meeting against mining in Oaxaca, Mexico. Although extractivism as an industrial model of appropriation of resources is an old phenomenon in Mesoamerica, there has been a recent increase in this practice that ignores national borders and affects communities with irreversible destruction of nature and common goods. Gustavo Castro of Otros Mundos Chiapas, Friends of the Earth Mexico, talks about the different types of extraction in Mexico that affect the community's labor, their traditional seeds, and their livelihood, water, and energy, while the only beneficiaries are the corporations. An industrialization where costs are eliminated and profits increase at the expense of extracting raw materials and exploiting workers is a common pattern in several Mesoamerican countries nowadays. The new aspect exposed during the meeting held in Oaxaca State, Mexico, from January the 17th to the 20th, is accelerated appropriation by transnational corporations of different sectors under the same modus operandi based on the model of Canadian mining corporations. Organizations and networks from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Canada, and Mexico participated in the meeting and exchanged their experiences. 70-80% of extraction takes place through open-pit mining, which destroys the forest. Nature does not regenerate and acid continues to drain. This means thousands of years of pollution and displacement, said Gustavo Castro in an interview with Monica Montalvo for Rio Radio. The environmental activists link the presence of mining corporations facilitated by regulations that seek to preserve and protect corporate interests with state violence and repression against those who oppose mines because they are being directly or indirectly affected by them. He said these mining corporations file millionaire lawsuits. If the governments would join the community's demands and decided to close down one mine, the corporations would sue them for astronomical figures. Wherever there is mining, there is resistance and violence, said Gustavo. About the strategies to follow, Gustavo said that from the exchange of experiences, we conclude that the most effective method right now is taking precautions because when the investment is made, it is really hard and painful in terms of human cost to undo it, even more so to recover the affected areas. Which is why the communities are reacting, awakening and trying to put barriers in their territory to avoid new investments. Once the investment is here, it becomes more difficult, said the Mexican environmental activist. The Mexican and Mesoamerican experience of resistance to mining has led to the creation of many networks, like the Mexican Network of People Affected by Mining, REMA, and the M4, Mesoamerican Movement Against the Mining Extractive Model. Gustavo said he thinks Mexico will pass new legislation to end with the territorial resistance and called the attention about the upcoming negotiation and signing of the Trans-Pacific Agreement, which he says will be more damaging for the communities than the failed Free Trade Area of the Americas, FTAA.
You are listening to Real World News.